Welcome to the 500th Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. What better way to celebrate the occasion than to look at the number 500 and our general affinity for round numbers? University of Texas at Austin Professor of Psychology and Marketing, Art Markman, does the honors.
This is the 500th segment of Academic Minute, and that is a cause for celebration. But why do we like round numbers like 500? Why not celebrate the 471st segment instead? After all, 500 is a round number largely through the accident that humans have 10 fingers and toes, rather than something mathematically elegant about the base 10 system. There are two factors that combine to create this preference for round numbers. The first is familiarity. Starting in the 1960s, psychologist Robert Zients observed that people like things just because they've encountered them before. That's why an insipid pop song that drives you crazy at the start of the summer becomes the defining sound of the season after you hear it 100 times. The centrality of round numbers based on familiarity leads to the second factor, landmarks. We love to use round numbers and anniversaries as times to celebrate achievements and evaluate progress. At the start of any venture, whether it's a business or a relationship, there's lots of excitement. After a while, though, the excitement dies down and your actions become routine. Those routines, or habits, are done mindlessly. Landmarks have two benefits. First, they provide an opportunity to celebrate a real accomplishment. That celebration can inject energy and excitement to liven up the daily routine. And second, landmarks create a time to analyze your progress. Are you happy with your life, business, or relationship? Are there things you'd like to change? Those round numbers serve as a chance to make mindful the things in life that have become mindless. So hats off to Academic Minute. Let the celebration begin.
That was the University of Texas at Austin's Art Markman. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.